The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Phone Slam.
Hello?
Hey, is this Sarah?
It is.
Hey, Sarah, it's Rex over here at Tires and Auto Service. Did I catch you at a bad time?
Oh, no. This is okay.
Well, I'm the fellow working on your car here, and we got underneath the hood, and there's some issues.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So I'm going to run down some things that we went ahead and had to replace, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we noticed that you had a little fluid that's a little bit low in the light. So we went ahead and upped that for you. But okay. when we did that, we got back there and the flux capacitor, it went bad. The 710 cap blew off on the back of the Dunder Mifflin bearing.
Okay.
And so we had to replace all that. And then on top of that, your tires are not up to code. I don't know who your last mechanic was, but you just got normal air in those things. According to the code, Section 43B93 of the Auto Service and Tire Center, Section C4, says that you have to have helium in those bad boys now because it makes the car lighter and more fuel efficient.
You have to put helium in the tires?
Yeah, to make your car lighter. So we went ahead and did that for you. That was four tires, though. But don't worry, I rotated them for you because that needed to get done. I did that one for free.
I'm sorry. My dad really pushed me to, like, come in and see you guys and bring my car there. But, I mean, is this going to be, like, a whole bunch of money?
Well, it depends on what a whole bunch is to you, you know. I mean, we're talking 25, you know.
$25?
Oh, no, 25 grand. We're at 25 grand right now. But this is what your car needed to be on the road.
$25,000?
Yeah.
My car isn't even worth $25,000.
And this isn't even including the fact that I threw in the free sawdust in your exhaust.
What?
And if I were you, I would stop putting the syrup in the washing fluid. I mean, that started all the problems, to be quite honest with you.
No, I haven't put any syrup in the washer fluid.
Oh, well, how about that? Hey, Joe. It ain't syrup, she said. Well, I don't know what the hell it is.
I'm not paying for this. I can't pay for that.
Here's the deal. I went ahead and threw in a free inspection, but because of all the issues, I had to reject the sticker. So it's not leaving the lot.
I'm going to have to call my dad. Because he's the one that told me to bring it.
I thought this was your car. I didn't know this was Daddy's car.
Ooh. Well, it is my car, but my dad is the one that told me to bring it in there, and it sounds to me like you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, it sounds like I don't know what I'm doing. You're the one having to call Daddy.
You put sawdust in the exhaust. I at least know that that's wrong.
Sarah, this is a lot of work we're doing for you, and I want to help you out with the price. What if I move the steering wheel to the right side? It's kind of trendy. It's like the British thing. I see all the cool kids doing it on them little Beatles.
I don't know what your problem is.
My problem is making your day a bit brighter by fixing your car. Now, I could have just took this thing and hauled it all off to the junkyard where it should be, but I took the time to fix your car. You know, it's a death trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy, you made her mad.
Oh, boy.
Finally. Man, it took a while for us to get a reaction out of you, Sarah. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's Manny. I'm just jumping in. I want to put an end to this before it gets ugly.
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
Phone slams. Because we all need a good laugh at our friends' expense. Kiss 95.1.